We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Hey guys, I want to come right out today and talk about something that's fascinating to me. And I want to include the listeners right off the bat at 888-957-9570. Whether they want to call or text, both are fine. But I have a serious question for both you guys, and I'm going to start with Goo, all right? Goo, did you know Mac Jones had a DUI? Did you know Mac Jones had a DUI?
Mr. Matt Steinmetz, no, I did not. And that Dibs? Bothered me.
Did you know?
Not until this morning when, you start seeing some of the analysis now that Adam Schefter has said he thinks that it's going to be Mac Jones is the Niner pick. You start to take a harder look at it, and some of the blogs and some of the other websites start to put out information about it, because you don't follow every single quarterback on every single college team, but come to find out, yeah, nearly 4 years ago, involved in more than just your, if there is such a thing, garden variety DUI at that, Steiny.
Yeah, and Goo, this is what we know. Mac Jones, when he was 19, was arrested for driving under the influence. He was involved in a minor accident, driving under the influence. He had a fake ID because he was 19 at the time, and he failed a field sobriety test. Now, this isn't really about second chances. This is about why haven't we heard that? We have talked about five quarterbacks for the last month or two. How could we not know that, Mac Jones maybe should be asked some questions about his character?
You know what, Steiny and Dibs, I've been in the lab and I've been thinking about the answer to this question, and I'm gonna keep it real. It's a double standard. It's nothing against Jones, but I do know when we get down to the nitty gritty, we know what questions and the background and the digging and the probing that goes on from these NFL organizations. I remember Dez Bryant was asked, was his mom a prostitute? Things like that. Like, what would that matter? And what hurts me and has me sour, Dibs and Steiny, is the fact that I honestly believe, and it ain't again, this is no indictment on Jones, the kid. If this were Fields or Lance and he were black, this would be leading all. This would be on the bottom scroll of ESPN. Everywhere you look, we would know, and it would be broadcasted that he had a DUI, and that doesn't sit well with me. That's why it hurts that I found out this morning, Dibs.
And I totally am appreciative of what you're saying. It just struck me, the name Laramie Tunsil, because remember the draft where it surfaces just moments before the draft is to start, that picture of him in a gas mask, marijuana smoking device, and immediately his draft stock plummets. And, imagine that revelation. And yet, I'm not saying that, Mac Jones is analogous or could be compared to that, because this to me is far worse. An incident where you're involved in an accident and there's injuries, and then you present a false identification to the officer, that is more dramatic. And yet, to your point, wow. Goo, why is this not being, not that it needs to be highlighted, but at least discussed. Because right now, if you looked at all of the QB prospects, the number one story is a question about Justin Fields and his work ethic, which is a make-believe story out of nowhere. You know, it's not Trevor Lawrence's injuries. It's not the small sample size of Lance. It's not the DUI from Jones. It's this kind of make-believe narrative that I don't even want to give light to, because I have no idea his work ethic, nor does the person who put that out first. So that Steiny struck me when Guru said that.
Well, the other tie-in here to the 49ers is we know they've had a rough patch with some players with character issues, whether it's Aldon Smith, Reuben Foster, you know, Bruce Miller, Ray McDonald. And I feel like one of the reasons the 49ers never blinked much at Antonio Brown or maybe even Josh Gordon is because they didn't want to go down that kind of road. Fair enough. But if that's the way your organization thinks and that's what it strives to be, well, then this thing's got to be kind of out front. And we got to find out how this kid has dealt with this, if he's turned some things around, if it was an innocent mistake, is it part of a bigger problem? And it's just I'm kind of with Guru when you ask yourself, if this had happened to Justin Fields, would we know about it? And my feeling is we would have probably known about it much, much sooner. Maybe more would have been made of it, you know, when it happened. Now, Mac Jones was a third stringer at that time, so that might be one of the reasons it wasn't a big deal at the time. But nevertheless, in this age of scrutiny.
It's a big deal now, right?
Yeah.
And I'll say this. Snotty, just real quick, not to cut you off. I'll say this. When Lynch and Shanny had their presser, why wasn't the question asked, and maybe that will happen moving forward, hey, if you're thinking about Mac Jones, Mr. Dibbs, does the DUI that he had, you know, a couple years back, does that concern you? Just – that wasn't even asked, and I'm just getting the feeling like it's – even when I went to research this article – you know, you had to go down a little ways to find it on the search engine. You know, Google's our friend. Dibs, again, I guess what I'm saying and my point is, it feels like it's being swept under the rug.
It's still a ways to go until the draft, and this did happen in 2017, but I get what you're saying about, you know, the sense that this, at least for me, kind of popped up out of nowhere. And I know it was out there when it happened, and you can Google it. You got to Google it. A solid four crides, if I may say so myself. And as you discover it, you won't see a ton of information out there about it. And again, the question becomes, to me, it's twofold, Steiny. One, when a 19-year-old makes a mistake and appears to atone and improve from it. And there's another story out there about him visiting a young woman who was victimized in a DUI and, you know, him quietly going out of his way to try to make good. And so I'm not saying that this one mistake should color him for his career. That's the one piece. But the other piece for me, Steiny, is as an organization, do you feel good about going out and making this guy the face of your franchise? Because you take him number three, he's your future. He's the face of your franchise. How much extra double, triple diligence do you do as an organization after Reuben Foster, Aldon Smith? And I know a lot of these are pre-Shanny, but they're Niners nonetheless. And so how much do you do extra diligence to make sure that this guy is squeaky clean now?
And, Dibs, I went back and just looked and looked and looked just to see if Shanahan or Lynch was ever asked about it. And I cannot find any time they've been asked about Mac Jones' character. Or, hey, by the way, you know, at 19, he did something stupid. It could have been more than stupid. Have you guys talked about that? Will you talk to him about it when you interview him and sit down with him? And, yeah, to me, there's two things. Why didn't this surface? And then, to me, the other one is, does it matter? Or do you feel like that was 4 years ago? Who cares? Well, I get that, but this guy is about to be the guy linked to Shanahan maybe for a long time, Goo.
Yeah, and I'll say this about what you just said, Steiny. You know, because it's out there that Shanny's under pressure And I'm kind of pushing back on that. I've been sitting back, and I've been thinking, like, is he really under pressure? And whoever he drafts, this quarterback, who's to say they don't sit 2 years? My whole point is this guy's got power. The ball's in his court. I'm talking about Kyle Shanahan. And I don't want to get on this radio and sound like I'm the Messiah and I don't make mistakes. And Mac Jones was a young kid when that happened. He ain't the only kid that's got a college kid that's got a DUI. Where I'm going, Dibs, is I think Kyle Shanahan has he has enough credibility to where he can say, you know what, that was a one-off. This is the guy that I want to be the face of our franchise, and I got the power to do that, and this is the route I'm going.
Up in 5 minutes, I will help you find Shanahan's pressure points. But for right now, this is Steiny's favorite time of the day. Will he get it right? 888-957-9570. As it's time to get people paid, Stein.
All right, it's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word MIDNIGHT to 72881. That's MIDNIGHT to 72881. Brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. You know, it's kind of weird. I didn't know about this at all. And I was thinking, boy, this would have been nice to get Mac Jones on and kind of asked him about when he was Wiseman. Because apparently when he was Wiseman, he didn't necessarily live the kind of life James Wiseman did. At 19, Wiseman was working on his... Yeah. I can't do it, Dibs.
Dibs getting territorial too. You know what that is, Dibs? Yeah.
No, I'm happy to abscond. I'm happy to step back. It was a transitional moment for young Mac Jones when he was Wiseman.
That's fair. That's fair. Anyway, so the Niners and you wonder. I gotta believe the Niners have known about this for a while, but either don't think it's a big deal or have already addressed it with him. I think it's interesting nobody's addressed it with either Shanahan or Lynch. 888-957-9570. Just a couple questions. Did you even know that Mac Jones had a DUI 4 years ago? And then number two at 888-957-9570. Should it matter at this point? Does it matter at this point? Or is it maybe just a little reason to look in another direction? 888-957-9570. Let's talk about it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got Warren Moon. Warren Moon today at noon. Talk about the quarterbacks in this draft. Also really looking forward to getting his perspective on Mac Jones and this news that's come to light about him having a DUI when he was 19 years old. And I want to address something right now, because this is from the text line. Fellas, do any of you have a DUI on your record? I bet Dibs does, and maybe a young Steiny got one. How about Goo? Well, I haven't, but I get your point. But the point isn't rip the...
Whoa. No.
None of us have.
No. Okay. I will speak definitively, and I do not have one. Guru, I don't believe, has one. Steiny does not have one. I wish you wouldn't have read that, Steiny.
Well, the reason I read it is because the issue isn't that it happened and a kid can't grow from it. The issue is, why wasn't it more well known? These guys get scrutinized up and down. Again, let me be clear. It's we all make mistakes. We all try to atone for them, hopefully. One mistake shouldn't derail a career. I've made mistakes. We all have. The issue is, when you're going to be drafted number three, possibly, and you're going to be given the keys to a franchise, possibly, shouldn't we know this? Shouldn't we at least get to ask the question? That's all I'm asking.
That's all I told you where I stand. If this were Dibs, real quick, if it was Watson, when he was coming out, or any black quarterback, possibly Trey Lance in this draft, along with Fields. I just hate, I feel this way, but it's how I feel. There is no way in hell we would not, this would be plastered everywhere. When you thought of the said quarterback, it would be, he has a DUI. Oh, he got it back in 17. But we know what this is. And again, I'm not mad at Jones. I'm kind of mad at the system, and it reeks of privilege because he's white.
And it's interesting when you think about other quarterbacks in the past, particularly Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football, who was physically removed from a vehicle and resisting arrest, and he turned out to be the number one overall, and he turned out to be a bust. So not that two Southern quarterbacks of the same complexion have the same story and the same trajectory. I hope that Mac Jones, no matter who takes him, has put the one mistake behind him, and it appears by all measurements, he's gotten in no additional trouble. He's done the right things off the field. Those are all things that apparently he's turned in the right direction. But I think the greater question, Steiny, is from an organizational standpoint, is it a red flag, A? And B, will they address this part of his past as it pertains, like you said, Guru, to other quarterbacks? And I can't help but think about what's going on with Deshaun Watson right now, as now it's up to, I believe, 22 purported victims, and you know the treatment that he's getting, losing corporate sponsors, etc.
His career could be in jeopardy, Dibs.
His freedom could be in jeopardy, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Depending on what eventually does or does not come forward. But to your point, if no charges are ever filed, criminal, civil, or otherwise, his reputation's been tarnished to a point where he's lost endorsements.
Yeah. Let's hear from Dame. Dame's in Oakland. What's up, Dame? Long time no talk, man.
Where you been?
Fellas, what's cracking, good? What's up, King? How you feeling, baby?
I'm hanging in. I'm good now. Where you been?
Hey, man, you know, just hanging like wallpaper, man. You know? Okay. Hey, Matthew, what's cracking? Danny Dibulation, my guy. I ain't never really talked to you before, but, man, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm going to touch on this Mac Jones situation, man, real quick. Mac Jones, I read a few weeks ago that he had two DUIs. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I read a few weeks ago he had two of them. Now, like, I'm with Guru. If it was a black quarterback, they would use that to salt his name and bring him down. Just like they, you know, they'll call Lamar Jackson a running quarterback, and they'll call a white quarterback a dual threat. It's the system that does it. With Deshaun Watson, all the media outlets is reporting all of this stuff, but ain't no proof to it. But then you got the old boy who choked his chick out a couple months ago till she passed out, and then said, I'm surprised you're still alive. We don't hear nothing about that. It's the system. The system being bad, the system's going to continue to be bad, and they're going to keep feeding that same system. You know what I mean? It's not fair. I don't wish nothing bad on Mac Jones. We all did something wrong when we was young, and some people fix it, and some people continue on that path. It's up to these teams to figure out if they're going to, you know, if that person or they're still the same person. But I don't wish nothing bad on them. I just wish it was all equal with all people. You know what I mean? So
I hear you.
That's my take on it. Hey, it's real good to talk to y'all.
Don't
man.
Be a stranger, Dame.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Dame. We love you, man. One of our favorites, Dibs. One of our favorites, Dame. Okay, let me address
call.
This.
I do want to say this real quick. I'm sorry, Steiny, but to his point about I heard he had two. There's no veracity. There's no accuracy to the notion that he's had
two. The text line's blowing up saying that, and it's not
true. Well, Goo, and we all, quote, have heard through the streets that he had two as well. But, you know, until you see actual confirmation of it, I think it's reckless and unfair to, especially in a sensitive subject like this, characterize him as having had two.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to – you can jump in, Goo. I just want to emphasize that. You know, I reached out to a couple 49er writers just to make sure. And to a man, they basically said, we know of one, but there's been innuendo and stuff online on the internet that said he may have had two. At this point, let's just assume he's got one. Because I don't want to think about two, because that's another – category
no
altogether.
I was just going to ask you two this. Do I sound hypocritical? Because I'm with Dame, and I said it before he called. I'm mad at the system, Dibs, that this wasn't brought up. Not a smear campaign, but that we didn't know about this. But also, if I were Kyle Shanahan, I would still draft Mac Jones if that was my quarterback and he had one DUI infraction. And, he was young. I got kids. I've been there. So I'll just say, I don't know where you guys come out on that, Stoney and Diz, but do I sound hypocritical that I'm mad at the system?
No.
But yet the kid had one, and I would give him a chance and feel comfortable having him the face of my franchise.
If somebody makes a mistake at 19, I'm glad you said that, Goo, because you don't sound hypocritical. You sound human, because I have a son who's about to be 20. Steiny's oldest is a touch older. We all have teenagers, etc. And if somebody makes a mistake, and this was a bad mistake, it was a DUI involving an accident and a falsified ID, and since then, apparently it was a, quote, transitional moment where he's changed. And if it's true, if he's changed, and, you know, my brother's a recovering alcoholic, and he made mistakes, and the man that he is now, some 3 years later, he's made unbelievable changes. So to begrudge a 19-year-old for a mistake, I think, is wrong and unfair. If he's made the changes necessary and Shanahan thinks he's his guy, then go ahead. I think the question about what we're talking about is the system. Why is it that this was not at the forefront of analysis, at least a little bit, in these mock drafts? And is it because of the fact that he's a white kid who played for Alabama, decommitted from Kentucky, from Florida, where, you know, maybe it wasn't as emphasized as, you know, other issues from black quarterbacks?
Yeah, and Guru, you said, well, I would not draft. Well, I certainly would address it. I mean, you got Lynch and Shanahan got to address it. I'm not talking about necessarily with us.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is remember we had that report that when they went down to a pro day for was it Mac Jones's pro day, that Saban didn't even talk to Shanahan and Lynch. Now, maybe he was skirting that, and he basically meant I didn't talk to him at the combine. I talked to him before and after. He could have meant that. But Shanahan and Lynch, I'd be shocked if they haven't broached it with Saban or the kid himself. I mean, you got to at this. You have to.
And again, you can say, Steiny, I hear you, I'm being nosy, but I don't know if those two are going to speak before the draft. But I'm just thinking about back to the last presser they had. Not one reporter, well, I guess at that juncture, you didn't know if it was going to be Mac Jones. They're not going to tell you. But when you know now what we know, that it could be him, how does that sit with you? Like, they got to face the music of just the possibility of taking a Matt Steinmetz that had that infraction on his record and publicly give us an answer on how they would feel if they feel like, you know what, like Dim said, he was young and we can, you know, look past it.
Yeah.
That's coming. We're going to hear from – that's coming. That's got to be addressed or even asked. Yeah.
No, I think you're right there. Let's go to Antonio. Antonio's in Oakland. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, guys, you know, we got to put the round on the table. I mean, we all know, like, this has been a little delay of coming out because he's white. Like, we already know that. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, they're always trying to come out with somebody just so they can, you know, like, their draft stock can slide. This might have came from Bill Belichick. You know, he might have put this out just so he can slide to him, you know, because he needs a quarterback for the future. You never know. And like I said, you know, the Niners want Trey Lance. Something might come out about Trey Lance. Like, he had a cracked toe at the age of 7, you know. You just never know. I mean, it happens all the time, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, this, at the end of the day, if Shanahan wants to draft him, he's going to draft him regardless of this. Like, that is how I see it. So,
are you saying his toe was on crack, Antonio?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, somebody might come out and say Trey Lance had a cracked toe at the age of 7.
Oh, okay, cracked toe. Thank you, Antonio. We're comparing a chipped toenail to a DUI accident from a 19-year-old. I'm just trying to make a little light of it.
Oh, hey, Dan Dibley.
Yeah, sorry about that, Big A.
Yeah, a lot of people, and this is kind of. This is kind of what we're talking about. You know, one of the texters like, oh, this has been out for a while. You guys just didn't do your homework. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, the five of us, and I'm talking about our entire show, the three of us, Kyle and Spadoni, we spent as much time on the internet looking for information as anybody, and we were all kind of surprised today. So it's not that we didn't do our homework. It's that the homework was hard to find. Why was the homework hard to find? Especially in this day and age when we examine and scrutinize every top pick. You know, I mean, I know Nick Bosa's political leanings,
right,
but I don't know that Mac Jones had a DUI. I would think that that's fairly important.
Yeah, and we're running a poll on Twitter, Steiny, at Steiny Guru Dibs, 1B. By the way, Guru, 1B.
I changed it on my thing, yeah.
You're getting there now, kiddo. The poll is, before reading this, did you know Mac Jones had a DUI? ? It's a yes-no proposition, and you would not be stunned to find out, Steiny, that the no is leading the way 64-36. So two out of every three of our listeners are the greatest listeners in showbiz. They're with us, kind of in the dark up until now about that. That's me from the poll desk.
No, I love that, Dibs. And that's why it's not anybody on our show being a lazy ass. When we talk about the system, it's what they give you. It's what the media run with and what they project. And if it were Fields or Lance, I'm telling you, it would have been, oh, he stole the Snicker bar in the 11th grade. It would have been down to that fraction. I mean, that's how far it would have went back. So don't tell it. And
was that Jameis Winston
stunning
with the crab legs Newton? Cam Newton with I'm just trying to remember, Goo, because all those stories, like, you know,
they
Cam Newton.
They were given to you. Yeah. You didn't have to go look for them, Dibs.
Right.
The system, even if you weren't looking, gave it to you. It shined a light. But in this instance,
think about
Mac
Terrell
Jones,
Pryor.
DUI was invisible.
Yeah, Terrell Pryor, and what with the signed jerseys and Maurice Claret, and, you know, all those post-college, pre-draft nuggets that came out.
How would you know? A couple people have thrown a couple white guys out there. Baker Mayfield, Dan Marino's one. There were rumors about drug use in college for Dan Marino, and a lot of people felt like that was one of the. Many people believe that's why he fell. Okay, that's more. That's a little different to me. That's a rumor.
I had heard that one.
Had you heard that?
No, but rumors back then traveled by Pony Express.
That's true.
You needed hear ye. Wait, the town crier. Hear ye.
His career's over. Yeah.
Matson and Spadone, had you heard that about Dan Marino ever?
No, I have not.
Really? Okay.
No, I think the first time was in part that he was drafted like a decade before I was born, but
okay.
That's no excuse, Kyle. You're
fucking
brilliant.
Okay, Kyle, put up another.
I'm putting up the 1982 NFL draft Wikipedia page right now.
Well, what you should do is put up another poll and say, hey, before you read this tweet, did you know that Dan Marino may have fallen in the 82 draft because of. See, that's what I mean. So that was a rumor, and he ended up dropping it. And what I mean is, this is different. This isn't a rumor. This is something that actually happened, and it's something that hasn't been brought up. And we are just wondering how come it hasn't been brought up. We're talking about a guy who's going to be a top five pick. And
yeah, I mean, Adam Schefter has tabbed him as the guy, and if anybody knows NFL news and rumors, it's Adam Schefter. So the fact that he put his name on it, we have that cut, don't we, Spadone? We can play for the good listeners, just to reaffirm why Mac Jones seems to be more and more, and we have the new odds, Goo, that you showed us. What, he's the betting favorite now to go to the 49ers at the number three spot?
Goo, did you see the odds that you gave us, Goo?
He's the leader in the master start today. He's the leader in the clubhouse. And you're right. Why would Adam put his name to something if it was just, I'm going rap now, ludicrous? I think the Niners know who their quarterback is, man.
I like that. Luda from Jones. Atlanta and Augusta about 90 minutes outside. That was a great Masters tie-in. And we'll keep an eye on the leaderboard throughout the day. But here is the Adam Schefter sound putting his name on it, so to speak, that, yeah, Mac Jones to the Niners looks pretty likely.
It'll be Mac Jones.
So Shefty, so in saying that, I get it, it makes sense.
So I would imagine if it's Mac Jones, that means that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be traded then?
No, not right now. I think, again, right now the plan would be for the 49ers to, again, if the draft were held today, they've got to go through the process and they've got to assess all the quarterbacks. I believe that in the end, they will pick Mac Jones at 3. That'll be the pick. And they will keep Jimmy Garoppolo this year.
Adam Schefter.
That's heavy, Steiny.
I'll tell you what, the thing that struck me was, obviously the question before that was, what do you think of the Niners are going to do at 3? And he goes, oh, Mac Jones. Mac Jones looks like he went, oh, Mac Jones. And that guy's no joke, Schefter.
You know
what I'm saying? So is it subterfuge? Is it he's getting purposeful wrong information? Or is he going to be right on the money? But the point is no team has been linked to Mac Jones more than the San Francisco 49ers. And like I said, we're just finding this stuff out. Let's go to Nino. Nino's in Palo Alto. What's up, Nino?
Hey, thank you. I hope my phone don't cut off. I'm on the Bay Bridge. Just real quick, I wanted to announce, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Real quick, I wanted to say, it's definitely a social media narrative that paints the picture. When we were just speaking on Mac Jones, as soon as I heard the radio, I think his name is Diz. He immediately said, when you guys said, oh, this may be a DUI, Dibley said, but it may not be so bad. He said it was so far back, so maybe the team wouldn't mind it. It might not be so serious. Things like that is what keep the narrative swept under the rug. If it was an African-American, it never could be swept under the rug like that. I just want to say so fast that, Guru, you have to keep on standing up. Even though the situation may get dire, sometimes it's sweaty and sticky, you have to stick up for us as a people in a whole. I own a barbershop. Last week, the people wanted to cut the radio off from you guys' station because you were speaking on Deshaun Watson. Every time you said something, Dibley kept knocking it, just saying anything bad. I mean, you didn't have one good thing to say, not even that he's fast. Guru kept saying, well, you know, he could change an organization, but he doesn't get injured. Dibley said, but he could get injured. You never know. He could. And so, just thank you. My phone going in and out on this Bay Bridge. But, Guru, you have to keep standing up for us, speaking the great things that you know.
Now he's breaking up.
Well, we appreciate
he got the, what he, the yeah, phone thanks, call. Nino. Yeah. Appreciate it. I think he's painting Dibs a little unfairly, but that's his opinion.
I'll defend myself. You don't have to step in and defend me. And my argument against Deshaun Watson was not about skin tone or athleticism, but about quarterback control. I've advocated drafting a quarterback so you have team control at a more affordable price point. It was never as a disparagement of Deshaun Watson's ethnicity or his ability. I just am not of the mind to give up multiple picks to bring in a guy you're going to have to pay a ton of money to the way your roster is currently comprised. As to the other point he's making about me casting aspersions, I think that is completely inaccurate. He's entitled to his opinion.
888-957-9570. Be honest out there. Did you know Mac Jones had a DUI?
Mm-hmm.
When he was 19 years old. And do you care? Should it matter? I mean, again, the 49ers are on the verge of drafting a quarterback that they hope will be theirs for the next decade. We scrutinize Justin Fields' work ethic. We look
and
at
where did
guys.
That come from? Was that anonymous, Steiny? The work ethic?
I would assume so. Man. I would assume so. So how do you factor in that we're just hearing about this with Mac Jones? Dave's in Fresno wants to talk about it. What's up, Dave?
Oh. Hey. I just want to say about the whole draft with Mac Jones and Kyle Shanahan, I think what needs to be said is not being said enough that Kyle Shanahan, he needs to lose some benefit of the doubt as far as drafting guys that quote-unquote fit his system. We saw that when his first year when he took over the job, you know, he passed on Watson, and, you know, he went with Brian Hoyer and Beathard or Beathard, yeah, whatever his name is.
Right.
So, you know, this whole notion of drafting Matt Jones because of system, I think it's, you know, Kyle Shanahan, I think he's on this pedestal for, yeah, he's a great offensive mind, but he hasn't shown that he can be a great coach. So I know we don't know if Matt Jones is a pick or not. If it is a pick, that shows what kind of coach he is. It just can't be the pick, because the system can only take you so far. It cannot be Matt Jones. There's no way, because we're getting a mulligan.
Thanks, Dave.
He passed on Watson, and this is a chance to make up for it. And, hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I like that. Yeah, Mac Jones can't be the pick.
When has this new regime ever had a leak? So I will. That's the one thing that has me not wanting to bet that it's Jones, guys, because they haven't been what the previous regime was. But Adam is a big boy. He's the biggest boy in the shield. And for him to say that's where they're going, I'm looking at it like, my guy Lance didn't play football last season. And when he did, Dibs, he was at North Dakota State.
Right.
Now, played male model game. Body, he wins. That's the quarterback. But I'm wondering, are they so enamored with what he did 2 years ago that they're projecting he'll be a good NFL quarterback? I think that's a stretch.
Yeah. And, well, ultimately, Kyle will live and die by the by the pick. If the pick works out, Kyle Shanahan's got – 5 more years, which is really 4 more years, because you won't let him coach into the lame duck season. And really, it's 3 years, because whoever you draft at quarterback, if he's good enough after 3 years, he gets the Mahomes treatment, which is now you're the franchise guy. And if that happens, Shanahan's fine. But if we find out over the next 2 or 3 seasons that this quarterback's not the guy, no matter who it is, then Kyle Shanahan will feel the pressure, Goo.
Kyle deserves to be on shaky ground.
4 years ago, Mac Jones was arrested for driving under the influence. He had a fake ID. It happened after a minor accident. He failed a sobriety test. And the 49ers are considering drafting him number 3. Did you know that? 888-957-9570. Did you know that before today? And now that you know it, do you care? Or should it be addressed? This segment is sponsored by Osh. Outdoor Supply Hardware thanks Club Osh members with a double points weekend. Earn 10 points for every dollar spent through Sunday, April 9th through the 11th. See store or osh.com for details.
You're listening to Stynie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Miss any of our interviews yesterday? If so, and you want to hear them, you can hear it now on the brand new Odyssey app. If you've already downloaded the radio.com app, it will automatically update to Odyssey. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? You can download the Odyssey app today, and you'll get all the audio that matters to you, part audio, part audacious, part Odyssey. We can't wait for you to hear what's in store in a universe of audio. We are Odyssey. We're talking about the NFL draft, which is 3 weeks away. We're talking about the quarterbacks, of which there are 5 of them that are said to be drafted very high. And specifically, we're talking about Mac Jones, who we're finding out, a lot of people are finding out, had a DUI when he was the third-string quarterback at Alabama when he was 19 years old, driving under the influence. He was involved in a minor accident. He had a fake ID, and he failed a sobriety test. First of all, did you know? And second of all, does it matter and do you care? And I'll answer the one question, Dibs, is the reason I care is because if I'm a 49er fan, I want to know it's been addressed between Shanahan, Mac Jones, and Lynch before they draft him.
Right, especially considering the organization has had a bad run, a bad track record with people who've had incidents involving alcohol. People of both races, by the way. Don't forget Bruce Miller and his drunken escapade down near Pier 39. Jeez. In a hotel where he assaulted a senior citizen. There's been a number of incidents that have happened, and this is not for me to say to dismiss something that happened to a 19-year-old from 2017, but to your point, Steiny, what's the level of transparency, what's the discussion level as far as whether or not this is a red flag enough to where you wouldn't draft him?
And let's put the right on the table, fellas, because I'm getting a lot of this. If you read the text line, you know, I just found a way to bring it up, Steiny. A lot of people think it's number two. And to be fair, we thought that, and we made sure before we hit the stage that we knew what that it wasn't two. My guy JP Escobar on Twitter, he's at me saying it's two. Right now, it's just one. But if it were two, Steiny, then this would be egregious from a media standpoint on how this was swept under the rug. But for the people saying it's two, I think that's a social media thing, because right now we did the research, all of us. It's just one that we can find.
Right. And I'm with you, Goo, but I don't want to go there. You know, the people that are saying, hey, made a mistake, no big deal. First of all, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I don't also want to minimize drinking while driving. But yeah, you telling me he might have two, that's a different ball game to me.
No, totally. No doubt.
Yeah, totally. Now, Steiny, and I'm not saying it's not a big deal, and I quite frankly am a little shaken by the assault put upon me by Nino, who called previously and had some accusations leveled toward me that are so unfounded, but I'm a little shaken, and I'll be honest, and so I don't want to come across as someone saying, oh, it's no big deal, he was 19, blow it off. It's a huge deal. It's a gigantic deal. But people have the ability to change. And if you look at somebody coming up on 4 years later, it's up to the organization to make that determination. What's the behavior been since this, quote, transitional moment, as it's been described by those close to him? Was it really a life-changing moment? And if so, and he's a different person at 23 than he was at 19, and you're enamored with him and his skill set, and you feel secure in making that decision, that's up to them. And I'm not going to sit here and try to minimize what happened with an alcohol-related accident and the falsification of ID.
Let's go to Laurie in Phoenix. We got full lines. Let's talk to the fans. 49er fans,
hey,
not our fans. Although they like us. What's up, Laurie?
How are you guys today?
Good.
Good. So I had read about it online, and that article that I read did say two, but you know, I didn't think too much about it because I thought, you know, there's stuff floating around the internet all the time. I just happened to see it in another 49er fan post or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to me, again, knowing about this in advance, I mean, you've got two other quarterbacks that you're looking at who don't have these issues. So, you know, when you're doing an interview or, you know, completing a resume and figuring out what you want, you know, that is a big thing, because this is the number three pick in the draft, and this is a quarterback. This is the face of your franchise and such an important decision. I get it. As a kid, you do make mistakes, but sometimes those mistakes, you know, they're going to make you – you're going to have to pay for that in some – so for me, again, even though that's the other thing, is that you've got the two other quarterbacks everybody's saying is better than Mac Jones to begin with. So you're kind of pounding a square peg into a round hole already – by even thinking of taking him at three. And then to have this come out too, I would go with one of the other two guys just based on that.
Wow. Thank you, Laurie. Appreciate it. And, man, guys, Laurie's a big-time fan. I mean, she's a huge 49er fan. So for her to say, yeah, this might make me reconsider, that's not nothing
different
at all.
Different than my answer. I was like, I would give him a pass, Dibs, the kid I want. I could look past that and still feel comfortable in giving him the keys to the franchise.
And the reports of two could be accurate, but they also could be untraceable to the extent that if one of them happened before he's 18, it could be removed or redacted from his permanent record. And there are ways that sometimes these things disappear. And so just a reference to it in an article, to me, is not credible enough to go with the notion of two. And Steiny, you reportedly talked to a couple of reporters who told you that one DUI is all that they have confirmed. So, you know, until there's real tangible evidence of a second, I think it's unfair to paint him as having two, because I'm with you, Goo, that if two is not one more than one. Two is a no-go. It's an absolute black flag.
We're in a whole other lane. Right. Right now
one's
we're mad at the
flag.
System.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two
one's
is like,
flag.
Now it's character.
Two's a black flag. It's over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Steve. Steve's in the city. What's up, Steve?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Thank you very much. You asked if I knew. I didn't know, and if I cared, and it might be a red flag. I mean, this kid could be a functioning alcoholic. It's something they need to do some research on, you know? I mean, and if so, is he getting treatment for it, or is he in denial about it still? I mean, I don't know. They'd have to do some research. Sort of like the Patriots, I heard they do a lot of, you know, in-home visits, you know, they meet the parents, they kind of see what kind of home the guy came from. They do a lot of stuff like that. But, I didn't think they'd have to do their due diligence. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, one more thing. Div, I was wondering if you could give me a favorite on the Masters.
Well, when are we going to be giving those out?
Well, the tournament's already started, so. I like Hideki Matsuyama to win it, guys. Hello, friends. I'm going to pick one of the best golfers in the world who happens to be in the lead at 4-under. His name, Hideki Matsuyama. I'll give you this one nugget about Matsuyama. If he's in the running on Sunday, bet against him. If he's well off the lead, you bet on him. Nobody shoots a 66 more often when he's 10 shots back than Matsuyama. And sadly, while in the lead, it tends to be a 74. We're underway at the Masters.
Well done, Dibs. Well done.
Jim Nantz is in trouble, man.
Nah,
Dibs and that music.
No footsteps. Ain't no footsteps.
This guy's pretty good.
Without the piano, I got nothing. I'm all Spadoni. Nice jam, Spadone.
I mean, I'm with Steve a little bit in San Francisco. Again, I'm not making a judgment on the kid. I'm not saying the 49ers shouldn't draft him. I'm just saying because we're finding out, because two-thirds of the people are finding out that this kid had a DUI in college, I'm just saying you better cross your T's and dot your I's before you draft him. Mm. And you better make sure that it was, Dibs, a transitional event for him and things changed. Ooh. Because if it didn't, this is you're going to have to live with this.
I've never heard that, Dibs, transitional event. Wow.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, it's like when they put you and me together, Goo, for me it was a transitional event for sure. Everything started coming together for me professionally and personally. So maybe I didn't.
Well, that sounds positive. That. In this sense, it's like you're gazing, you're putting lipstick on a pig. You know, you're making something that was bad sound good. Transitional event.
Well, maybe he learned from it. Maybe, you know, some guys hit, you know what they say, when you hit rock bottom, that sometimes is the turning point, Dibs.
Right, and I think the greater question in all of this is how much due diligence, quote unquote, are they doing on all of these quarterbacks, not just Mac Jones and a DUI from 4 years ago, which certainly, if I was Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch in a position to make, this is the biggest draft pick maybe in their tenure. I mean, the Nick Bosa pick was huge, and they got it right, and that's worked out. But this is your franchise quarterback. We always talk about it being the most important position in all of sports, and you're about to make this pick. You use draft capital to get up and get this right. So I would hope you're going to check each and every one of your possible candidates, and likely there's, four or five guys, depending on if Zach Wilson slides out of number two. This is the quarterback pick. This is the moment. So I hope that they're doing more than just, quote, due diligence on Mac Jones and the rest of the candidates.
Yeah. Let's go to Bave. Bave's in Livermore. What's up, Bave?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to quickly say about the Schefter thing that, like, I understand, like, he's the big dog in the NFL, and you guys aren't wrong, but Schefter also said that he thinks Sam Darnold is going to return as the Jets starting quarterback this year, and how'd that work out? And then in terms of, like, Guru's right, like, this regime doesn't link information, and, like, you know, from trading up for Reuben Foster to trading for Garoppolo, trading Buckner for the number 12 pick, and trading up for Ayuk, they just don't leak information. And now everyone thinks that they're going to take Mac Jones. I think if you guys want to make some serious money, put your money on Fields.
Oh, well great up, Jake. Well done, yeah. Bave. I don't know if we've heard from Bave before on the phone, but that's impressive, a first-time caller knowing to do that. Just solid job, Bave.
And he's right about, I mean, the price, if it's 1-2 on Mac Jones right now, which is, I think, the odds that Guru shared, that would be bet 100 to win 50. And that's not great odds. Those are short odds. Yeah, and if you look at Justin Fields, who I think is sitting at about 4.5 to 1, somewhere in there, or 3.5 to 1, and now you're betting 100 and you're getting 300 back. So the price is right to take a chance on this being subterfuge.
Yeah, exactly, Dibs. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. And this segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank.